Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. I especially welcome all of those people who are gathered here to watch our youth Christmas program. It's always an exciting time to see our youth come forward and tell the birth of Christ, and that's what's going to be happening today. So instead of hearing me preach, you get to watch them perform. Yeah, that needs applause, yeah. Let's applaud that I'm not preaching. If you want to hear me preach, you need to come over to Union Congregational and listen to me at 11 o'clock. But today, it's our youth. So, a few announcements. We have our food pantry volunteers for Monday listed as Peggy Bjerke and Kathleen and Ron McPhee, except I know the McPhees are out of town, so I will substitute for one of them. If anyone else would like to join me, that'd be great. Bible study will be Tuesday at 10 o'clock right here. We are having youth night and confirmation this Wednesday, but it's largely party time. So if you want to come and party, I don't know how much. There'll be a little bit of learning because, well, there has to be, but it's mostly party time for them. And then Bell Choir will be meeting Thursday at 1 o'clock right here. Also a reminder that on Thursday at 5 o'clock, we have our Blue Christmas service. Blue Christmas is a reminder that this is not the happiest time of year for everyone. And so we begin the service with lament about losses that we've had, how the year perhaps has not gone the way that we planned it to go, and then we will progressively move into joy. So I welcome all of you to that. We will have lighting of the candles during the service so that you can acknowledge whatever griefs and losses have been present in your life. So that's 5 o'clock here. Also, for poinsettias, there should be a little slip in the bulletins where you can list those people that you would like remembered and honored. We are accepting donations for poinsettias, or if you would like to bring your own, please deliver them on Friday between 8:30 and 1 p.m. And also, for all of our visitors, we would love to have you sign in our guest book. So before you leave today, if you want to sign in, I think it's right where you are, Bev, isn't it? Where our guest book is. So right there, as you're leaving through this door, you'll see the guest book. Please sign in so that we know that you were here. Do we have any other announcements? If not, let us begin with the lighting of the Advent wreath. And today, for the third Sunday of Advent, we light three candles, the two purple and one pink. Praise to you, O God, who holds our joy and sorrow. You bring water to parched ground and life out of death. Bless us as this light grows and send sorrow and sighing to flee away. Give us strength and patience, trusting that you are true to your promises. Transform the lives of all who suffer with your wonders near at hand. And let us join together in singing verse 3 of Light One Candle to Watch for Messiah, number 240. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who opens the heavens and draws near to us with salvation. Amen. God is patient and merciful, desiring all to come to repentance. Trusting this promise of grace, let us confess our sin. Everlasting God, you love justice and you hate wrongdoing. We confess the fear, greed, and self-centeredness that make us reluctant to work against oppression. We are complicit in systems of exploitation. We choose comfort over courage. We are careless with creation's bounty. Look upon us with mercy. Turn our hearts again to you. Make us glad to do your will and to walk in your ways for the sake of our waiting world. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. God clothes you with garments of salvation and covers you with robes of righteousness. In the tender compassion of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. God's covenant is eternal, and God's blessing rests upon us all. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, Prepare the Royal Highway, number 264. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up the wills of your faithful people, Lord God, and open our ears to the words of your prophets, that, anointed by your Spirit, we may testify to your light through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 through 4 and 8 through 11. Though the people had returned to Jerusalem from exile in Babylon, they continued to face hardship and oppression. In the language of Jubilee, of the Jubilee year, described in Leviticus 25, the prophet, moved by the Spirit of God, announces deliverance for those who are oppressed and comfort for those who mourn. A reading from Isaiah. The Spirit of Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and the bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as the garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read responsively Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy.
The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the water courses of the land.
Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy.
Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves.
The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 24. Paul concludes his letter to the Thessalonians by encouraging them to live lives of continual joy, prayer, and thanksgiving. The closing blessing is grounded in the hope of Christ's coming. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets. But test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a man sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is a testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and our youth can come forward.
KYTH, offering the best programming in all of Wyoming, or at least in Johnson County. Greetings! Greetings to everyone who has tuned into our broadcast and to the members of our studio audience. My name is Jory Pearson, and this is Sunday morning, and this is Sunday morning with Jory. We are 1 week away from Christmas Eve. Are you excited? On today's special broadcast, we will be telling the story of the birth of Jesus, singing some carols, and reminding people what we are celebrating during this season. Helping to tell this story is our narrator, renowned as biblical scholar, Dr. Tessa, who will introduce us to some of the voices of Christmas.
Our story begins centuries ago. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Do you really need to go back that far? We have a time limit for this show. If you start in the very beginning, we won't make it out of the Garden of Eden, let alone get to the birth of Jesus.
All right. Our story began centuries ago when the prophet Isaiah wrote...
Really? That's still hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus.
This part's important.
Go ahead.
As I was saying, our story began centuries ago when the prophet Isaiah wrote, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Some scripture scholars translate the word as young woman, but the traditional translation has been virgin.
Can we just hear the story?
Sure. In the 8th century BCE, which means before the Common Era, that is, in the time we sometimes call BC, the prophet Micah prophesied...
Can we speed the story up a bit?
If you think that's necessary.
I do.
All right, let us move to a small, unimportant town in Galilee in the land of Israel, known as Nazareth. If you had to draw a straight line between Nazareth and the city of Jerusalem, the distance would still be approximately 94 miles or 104 kilometers. But to travel by road...
Still too much detail.
Nazareth was the home of a young woman named Mary, who was engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. Joseph was a member of a house in David. That does not mean he lived in the house where David lived. It means he was a descendant of David. One day, Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel. Actually, Gabriel was an archangel, one with the power to deliver God's message to human beings. Gabriel first appears in the book of the prophet Daniel, which was known as the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament.
Why don't we hear from Gabriel and Mary?
Greetings, you who are all highly favored. The Lord is with you.
Who are you? Why are you here?
I'm a messenger sent by God. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
Me?
And now you conceive and bear a son.
That's wonderful. Joseph and I hope that we will have many children after we are married, especially many sons.
You don't seem to understand. I'm talking about right now.
What do you mean?
And now you will conceive and bear a son, and you'll name him Jesus.
Jesus? I thought we'd name our first son after his father, Joseph.
You'll name him Jesus, and he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor, David.
The Messiah? I'm to be the mother of the Messiah?
Who will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end.
And this is to happen now? How can this be when I am a virgin? Joseph and I are still making wedding plans.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God.
Are you sure you have come to the right house?
God doesn't make mistakes.
The Messiah? The Son of God?
Your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son.
Elizabeth? But she's ancient. She has never had children.
She was thought to be unable to have children, is now 6 months pregnant, for nothing is impossible with God.
Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done with me according to your word.
Mary set out in haste to town in the Judean hill country where her relative Elizabeth lived. Scripture does not specify exactly where that town was.
Let's hear from Mary and Elizabeth.
Greetings, Mary.
Greetings, Cousin Elizabeth. What the angel said was true. You're going to have a baby.
Yes, it is true. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?
So you know.
When I heard your greeting, my child jumped in the womb. I think he is leaping for joy.
Mary stayed with Elizabeth and Zechariah, her husband, for about 3 months. Although it's unclear from the scriptures, it appears that Mary returned home just before the birth of Elizabeth's child, John, who would later be known as John the Baptist. There's quite a dispute when he was born because people wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. But Elizabeth insisted that he's to be called John, which means...
We need a station break.
If you say so.
And now a word from our sponsor, St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Buffalo, Wyoming.
The holidays are a special time to share fellowship with family and friends and to consider how we affect the lives of our neighbors down the street and around the world. When you give a gift of fair trade, you are giving not just once, but twice to your loved ones in small scales, farmers' families around the world. St. Luke's has a variety of coffees, teas, chocolates, and other items that would make perfect stocking stuffers for your friends and family. Give the gift of fair trade for the holidays.
Welcome back to our program. We will resume the presentation of the birth of Jesus.
As I was saying about John...
Why don't we move into the actual stories of Jesus' birth?
But the story about John, later known as John the Baptist, is a fascinating one.
Perhaps we will bring you another day when we can tell us all about it.
All right. So far we've been telling the story as presented by the gospel writer known as Luke. The next part of the story is found in the gospel of Matthew. The word gospel means good news. Matthew's gospel begins with the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob.
Can we skip to the end of the genealogy?
Sure. And with Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Let's pick it up from here.
When Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with the child by the Holy Spirit.
You're going to have a baby? How did this happen?
An angel came to me and told me.
An angel? You were visited by an angel?
Yes, he said that I had found favor with God and would be the mother of the Messiah.
I don't understand.
I know it is hard to understand.
I can't believe you would do this to me. Who is he?
Who do you mean?
Who is the baby's father?
God.
You expect me to believe that?
It's the truth. Please listen. Listen, Joseph. The angel came to me and said that I would be the mother of the Messiah, that I'd be overshadowed by God's Holy Spirit, that my child would be called the Son of God.
That's not possible.
Nothing is impossible with God.
Our relationship is over. I will find a way to break off our engagement, but how? I don't want to expose you to public disgrace.
I'm telling the truth.
I am so weary. I need to get some rest and think about all of this. Go away now, Mary.
I'm telling the truth. The baby is the Son of God.
In those days, the engagement was a lot more binding than it is now. It's based on a contract between families. Joseph, worn out with grief, fell asleep and was visited by an angel in his dreams.
Joseph, Joseph, son of David.
What? Who's there?
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for her child is from the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit?
She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Oh. She was telling the truth? Mary, I need to talk to her. Mary.
Joseph, Mary. What are you doing here? What is it? What is it?
I was visited by an angel who told me not to be afraid to you, Mary, that you would have a son, and we would name him Jesus. We will be married, and I will raise your son as my own.
All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by God through the prophet Isaiah, as I said earlier. Look, the virgin shall conceive, bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel.
Which means God is with us.
Let's listen to the angel Gabriel from heaven came.
People came to this area to work as shepherds because of the large flocks of sheep raised here.
That is true. There are quite a few Basque people in our heritage living in Johnson County. Is there any people of Basque heritage in our studio audience?
Let's return to the Gospel of Luke. We are told that in those days, a decree went out to the Emperor Augustus that all known world would be taxed. All people were to go to their ancestral towns to be counted. Because Joseph was a descendant of David, he was required to go to the city of David.
David was a king, so that meant that Joseph needed to go to the city of Jerusalem.
No, not Jerusalem. David's city was south of Jerusalem, in a small Judean village of Bethlehem. I was interrupted when I started to tell you about Micah, who prophesied that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
Sorry, so Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem to be counted.
Yes, the shortest route would have been directly south through Samaria, but the hilly terrain and hostility of inhabitants would have posed too much of a risk, especially Mary's condition. And it's said that they took a safer route southeast through the Jezreel Valley, then east to the Jordan Valley, then south to Jericho, then up through the Judean Desert to Jerusalem and on to Bethlehem.
How far was that?
More than 90 miles.
Quite a journey. Let's begin the next section of our story with a favorite Christmas carol, O Little Town Bethlehem. Voices of Christmas. We are now in Bethlehem. Finally.
When Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to a firstborn child and wrapped him in bands of cloth, swaddling cloths, and placed him in a manger because there is no place for them in the inn. By inn, we do not necessarily mean a place that could always be meant to be occupied by travelers, such as our hotels and motels today. It could be any sort of temporary lodging for travelers.
Why don't we hear from those who were there? Joseph, we need to find a place to stay.
I know, Mary. Bethlehem is not usually this crowded.
It must be all the extra travelers who have come for the census.
Let's stop here. Hello, hello?
Who is it?
My name is Joseph. This is my wife, Mary. We need a place to rest for the night.
I have no room.
Do you have anything for us?
Every space I have is taken. The census is very good for business.
Thank you. Sorry to bother.
You might want to try that place down the street.
Thank you. Hello? Anyone here?
Who is it?
My name is Joseph. This is my wife.
No room. No room.
That was rather rude. Let's try here. Hello, any rooms available?
Every room I have is taken. There is barely room to move in here.
My name is Joseph, and this is my wife, Mary. She's about to have a baby.
Do I look like a midwife? I have no room.
Please, do you have anything at all?
Well, I do have a little place. It's not much, but we can put down some clean straw for you.
Thank you. Whatever you have will be fine.
It's just over here.
Thank you.
Here is some fresh straw. The angel should keep you warm. I will send someone to check on you and name it.
Mary, let me help you sit down. How are you feeling?
Tired, but excited. I think it is time. No, I know it is time.
Now?
Now, Joseph, I need you to help me.
Me? What do I know about having babies?
Isn't he beautiful? Isn't he perfect?
The Son of God.
That's what the angel said.
The Son of God born in this place with a manger for a bed. With a manger for a bed. Let's listen to our angel chorus sings, Away in the Manger.
Church invites you to join us on Sunday, December 24th at 5 p.m. for our Christmas Eve service. There will be lessons and carols, Holy Communion, and everyone's favorite tradition, the singing of Silent Night by Candlelight. All are welcome.
Now back to our presentation of the birth Jesus has just been born.
Yes. In Luke's Gospel, we are told that the shepherds in the fields, keeping watch over the flocks by night, when an angel of the Lord appeared to them. In those days, shepherds...
Before you get into detail about shepherds, let's hear from them.
What a quiet night this is. The sheep are all bedded down.
I don't think we'll have any more lambs born tonight.
Whose turn is it to keep watch? I'm pretty tired.
It's my turn. You two can get some sleep.
I'll stay up with you a little bit and enjoy the quiet.
If you're sure, just don't start singing.
What's wrong with singing? David sang when he was a shepherd, and see what happened to him.
Delusions of grandeur, huh? You think you'll be a king someday. The only king we have is Herod.
But God has promised us a king from the line of David.
So?
So the day will come when the promise will be fulfilled.
But not by you. You've never even seen a king.
Will you two stop it already? How do you expect me to get any sleep? What was that?
It's so bright. I can't see.
Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.
What should we do?
I think we need to go find this child the angels told us about.
Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place.
I told you the day would come when the promise would be fulfilled.
I guess you will see a king after all.
So the shepherds went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and a child laying in the manger, just as the angel had said.
Who is there? We need some privacy now. I've just had a baby.
We are shepherds.
We were told to come here to see the newborn king.
An angel appeared to us as we were in the field with our sheep.
Our king has been born, our Messiah. Glory be to God.
We need to go tell others.
Praise God that the Messiah has come at last. Yes, let us tell others this good news.
What a night this has been.
Yes, you need to get your rest. I'll stay awake just in case anyone else comes to visit.
I'll remember this night for as long as I live. I will take these memories and these words and treasure them in my heart.
Some say that when Luke was gathering information for his gospel, he was able to talk to Mary, which is why we have so many details about Jesus' birth. Luke does say at the beginning of his gospel that he interviewed eyewitnesses and investigated everything carefully in order to write an orderly account so that his readers would know the truth about Jesus and his message.
And so we come to the end of our special presentation on the birth of Jesus. But before we go, let's sing one more Christmas song.
Why don't we make it an Advent song, Joy to the World?
Isn't that a Christmas song?
People treat it like a Christmas song, but it was written by Isaac Watts in 1719 as a Christian representation of Psalm 98, not about the coming of Christ as a baby, but about the coming of his glory.
Let's all join together and sing the first two verses of Joy to the World. That includes all of you in our studio audience.
Joining us today for a special presentation, The Voices of Christmas. This is Jory Pearson on behalf of Station KYTH, the voice of Johnson County, wishing you a blessed Merry Christmas.
Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming. I invite you to stand as we proclaim our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With hope and expectation, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who await God's day of restoration.
Fill our mouths with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy as we bear witness to the great things you have done. Give your church a spirit of gladness as we gather and as we are sent. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Let the trees of the field sing your praise. Protect forests, orchards, rainforests, and all wooded areas from disease and deforestation. Keep us grateful for their gifts of oxygen, food, shade, and shelter. Merciful God, receive our prayer.
You love justice and promise your favor to those who are oppressed, brokenhearted, and incarcerated. Grant wisdom and compassion to those who work for public safety and all who work within prisons, jails, and courts, that mercy may increase and violence wither away. Merciful God,
receive our prayers.
Give us strength to pray for our world without ceasing, and provoke us toward love and good deeds for all who are in need. Provide for all without adequate housing, food, employment, or access to health care. Empower us as helpers and advocates, and be with all of those who are in need of healing in mind, body, or spirit, especially those on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Open our hearts to those who serve as truth tellers in our church and in our society. Bless leaders in church and society in their task of proclamation. Amplify voices of peacemakers, advocates, and especially those whose voices are ignored or marginalized. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
With gratitude, we rejoice in the saints who witnessed to your life in all circumstances, in whom your spirit was not quenched even in death. We especially remember those that we name aloud or name in the quietness of our hearts. Through them, teach us always to hold fast to what is good. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Listen to these and all our prayers, O God of hosts, and restore us with your great and everlasting mercy. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings. Let us pray. God, our provider, by your merciful hand, abundance springs up from the earth. Receive and bless these gifts of your own bounty. Let them be a sign of your steadfast love and faithfulness for all people. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And as you go forth into the world to spread the love of Christ, receive this blessing. The God of peace bless you. The love of Christ sustain you in hope, and the anointing of the Spirit remain upon you now and forever. Amen. And let us join together in our sending song, all four verses of Joy to the World. I also want to remind you that we will have fellowship time with some cookies and coffee. And for our guests, please, if you would, sign our guest book. And so now, all four verses of Joy to the World.